On Center College Week, we've heard the war stories of the past, but what about today? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Stacy Peebles, H.W. Stodchill Jr. and Adele H. Stodchill Associate Professor and Chair of English, looks for some.
If someone asks you what you know about the Vietnam War, what do you think of? You might think of a movie like Platoon, Apocalypse Now, or The Deer Hunter. Maybe a book by Tim O'Brien or Michael Hare. What about World War II? There are lots to choose from. American wars have always inspired enduring stories, but what about our contemporary wars? What are the enduring stories from Iraq or Afghanistan? There are a number of acclaimed works of literature about the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Ben Fountain's novel, Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk, for instance, or Phil Klein's Redeployment, or Siobhan Fallon's You Know When the Men Are Gone. There are also movies about contemporary wars. You just have to know where to look. The next time you watch a superhero movie, a Star Wars film, or another fantasy blockbuster, you might ask yourself what kind of war story it's telling. Because these are all war stories. The Marvel Cinematic Universe begins in Iron Man with combat in Afghanistan and takes us into planetary and multiversal war in more recent entries like Loki and the Marvels. What's Star Wars without blasters and lightsabers, weapons and tactics? Or Avatar without armies and warriors, territory and casualties? These wars are globalized, if not galactic, often triumphant for the heroes, but also traumatizing. Notably, they are also endless and ongoing. There's always another battle to fight, another enemy to engage, and the war is never really over. In the absence of a canon of touchstone, realistic depictions of contemporary war on film, it's worth asking what lessons about war these ubiquitous fantasy films are teaching. The answers, in many cases, might surprise you.
That was Stacy Peebles of Center College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.